Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. Welcome to the What to Read Next podcast. In this podcast, your host, Lori and me, will invite a bookish guest to share their favorite book recommendation. If you share a passion for books and always looking for your next read, then join us. Hi, Katie. Welcome to What to Read Next podcast.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm getting through it, you know?
That's all we can do. So,
truly.
So, tell us a little bit about yourself.
I live in Colorado, 34, and, what else? I met my husband at work and he is younger than me. So I'm living a real life romance trope.
Oh my gosh. I love it. And it's my romance trope.
Yes.
I love this so much. And you're a romance reader. So when did you start reading romance?
It's been about 5 or 6 years, okay. Right around when I actually moved out here to Colorado. I moved here 5 years ago and it was a little bit before that. So 5 or 6 years. Yeah.
I love this. And so let's chat historical romance. So what do you like about the genre?
Oh my gosh. For me, it's all about being able to kind of remove myself from reality, mm-hmm. and transport myself back in time and getting to watch how love stories unfolded back then. Mm-hmm. It's just a nice escape from reality for me at this point.
Yes, I understand. So let's talk about historical romance that are ideal for contemporary readers who may be a little hesitant. They may have watched Bridgerton. They're like, okay, what do I read next?
Yeah. So
what are some of the suggestions you have?
I think a lot of historical romance authors who are either debuting now or have, been out for the last few years are probably the best bet. I think your Sarah McLean's, your Lisa Kleypas, Tessa Dare, in that vein, those are going to be some of your best bets for, people who aren't necessarily totally on board with historical yet, because I think they have really strong heroines in their stories. So there's something that can resonate there, I think, for people who particularly like contemporary a little bit more.
Love this. And so who are your autobiography authors?
That would definitely be, like I said, Sarah McLean, Lisa Kleypas, Beverly Jenkins, Lenore Bell, Tessa Dare, Joanna Shoup is another one I really love. I've got a lot of autobi authors at this point.
Yeah, I know. I actually have quite a few too. And I'm like, and it never ends. I'm like, I just pull an author and then I read the backlist and I'm like, oh my gosh, I need to read the next one. You know?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, I love this. So what is your favorite romance trope?
Oh gosh. I have a couple, but my favorites are enemies to lovers, mm-hmm. Marriage of convenience. And mm-hmm. I don't know if this is necessarily a trope, but particularly when the hero is pining super hard for his heroine.
That is
love that.
Yes. I love pining. It's like, oh, when they like really said love each other, but he can't get her and he tries to avoid his feelings and still like wants her back.
Yeah. Oh yeah. That's just the best. I mean, the agony and the angst that can come from that, or the not angst. They're just silently from afar loving her forever.
I love this. What are some of your 5-star ratings?
Let's see. So my first historical romance ever was 9 Rules to Break When Romancing a Rake by Sarah McLean. And that remains a 5-star for me. I reread it all the time just because it was my first one and I just love it. Lisa Kleypas, Marrying Winterbourne, mm-hmm. is one of my all-time favorites as well. I haven't read a whole lot of, believe it or not, after Bridgerton, because I binged all that before the show again.
Yeah.
I've been reading a lot of contemporary, mostly because, you know, I'm trying to broaden my horizons, because I really only read historical for like 4 years straight. Like I wasn't even dipping my toes into contemporary. So I haven't read a whole lot of historical even recently in terms of like the year so far, just because I actually, you know what? I just read Beverly Jenkins' new one, Wild Rain, and that was phenomenal. That was 100% a 5-star for me.
I love it. So what genres have you been reading?
Well, I guess I've been kind of doing a lot of Black authors for this month, and you know, trying to find some new to me authors, because I know that I love Miss Bev and I love Alyssa Cole. So I've been trying to branch out and read some more newer to me authors, or even just, you know, they've been in the game for a while and they haven't come up on my radar yet. Wow. So, you know, trying a lot of novellas and things like that, just to get a feel for what an author's like before I, you know, go and, like you said, buy their whole backlog and just dive in.
Yeah, I feel you. Yeah, I feel like it's kind of fun. Like, novellas are a great way to get a taste of the author and just be like, oh, let me just give it a try and be like, I like this story, I'm gonna read more of you.
Yeah,
so it's kind of fun. So I love this. So what has been a book that you read this past year that you can't stop gushing about?
Oh my gosh. Let's see. Well, one of them for sure, like I said before, was Wild Rain by Miss Bev, because that one, her books are, you know, that particular series is set in the Reconstruction era. So it's right after the Civil War. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's she covers a lot of painful topics, but, you know, it's a romance. So there's a lot of happiness in there. But this, her last one was so good because her heroine was so strong and so witty and so smart. And she had a really strong, you know, undercurrent of biting remarks and being funny. And, you know, I found myself laughing out loud a lot at the book. And Chloe Lisa, her latest book, Ever After Always, which is contemporary, I couldn't put it down. Like, I spent the entire day when I got her ARC reading it, and I cried and I cried and I laughed. And it was like 10 hours. I could not put it down. And I think everybody should read it because she's neurodiverse and she writes her characters as such. And, you know, it's not a trope that a lot of people gravitate towards, the marriage in crisis. I don't know anybody who has ever said that's my favorite trope, but I challenge everyone to try it.
it's a trope that people ask for. I think since the Bromance Book Club came out, like, it's been like people are like, oh, I'm curious to have marriage in trouble, you know. And there's been some tropes, some people are doing really well with it, and some people are like, I don't know if it's a mess,
but, right?
Yeah, but it's not a trope that's easy to do, because you get it's a second chance romance, but at the same time they're married and they have to go through struggle and they're falling in love again. So it is
exactly,
yeah,
exactly.
Love this. So tell us where we can find you online.
I am on Instagram at Books to Katie, and I'm actually working on starting up a blog too, just to kind of get more stuff. Cause on my Instagram, I like to highlight the books that I really, really loved. Mm-hmm. And, you know, whether people are using Goodreads or not, like, I definitely also want to have conversations about books that maybe I didn't love and I haven't put on my Instagram, just because I like to use that space for, you know, for the stuff that I really want to talk about and I really love, because I also just, you know, I think it's totally fine if you don't love a book that everybody else loves. And yeah, it would be nice to be able to explore that. It's just not, Instagram for me is not that space.
Yep. I understand. Oh, I'm so excited. So thank you, Katie, for being on the show.
Yes. Thank you for having me. This was fun.
If you enjoyed this podcast, feel free to share with friends, subscribe, rate, and review the show. This is the easiest way to support this podcast.
Once you connect with fellow romance readers and make new friends, get weekly book recommendations, attend monthly meetups, then join our Patreon community. You can join at whatyourextblog.com/Patreon. Romance lovers, check out Queen Bee Reads Etsy shop for cute and comfortable bookish apparel. The shop also features social justice apparel and fun items from some of your favorite TV shows like The Schitt's Creek and The Office. Use code WHATTOREAD10 to save. Visit whatyourextblog.com/QueenBeeReads. What's Your Next Podcast is part of the Frolic Podcast Network. Discover new podcasts to love on frolic.media/podcast. Thank you so much for listening and have a great day. Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? What You Read Next Podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whatyourextblog.com/sponsorships. to learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you so much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.